You're listening to SBS News.
Namatullah Kadri was only 5 years old when his family fled Afghanistan after the Taliban took control. 20 years have since passed, but he says he's now more worried than ever about those they left behind.
We can't do anything, but we're worried sick about what will happen to them. I'm very worried about what will happen when the foreign forces completely leave Afghanistan. And I think what we'll see is a full-scale war against the Hazaras.
Mr. Kadri is Hazara, an ethnic minority persecuted in Sunni-majority Afghanistan due to their Shia faith. He says the Taliban has already staged attacks on his home village in recent weeks, and he's expecting more to come.
In our own village in Tamaki, the Taliban have been going around obtaining taxes, illegal taxes, from the locals for lands that they don't even live on. Everyone I know of, they're feeling scared and they're feeling worried about the prospect of the Taliban taking over the country.
Dozens of Afghanistan's districts have already fallen to the Taliban this year as the US and its allies withdraw their militaries from the country. The Taliban now controls 193 of the country's districts, compared with the government's 75 districts. Another 130 districts are contested. La Trobe University International Relations lecturer Dr. Niamatullah Ibrahimi, who is also Hazara, says he expects more areas to fall to the Taliban.
You know, from what we can see in the ground, there is a clear pattern that the Taliban are preparing for a full and complete attack on provincial centers. And I think that will be really a game changer if the Taliban establishes its control over an entire province in any part of Afghanistan.
At the same time, attacks on Afghanistan's Hazaras have been increasing. In May, three explosions in quick succession killed nearly 100 Hazaras at a Kabul school. Most of them were schoolgirls. That prompted calls from Afghan human rights groups and the Hazara community for a United Nations investigation into attacks on Hazaras as genocide. Then in June, a string of minivan bombings in Hazara-majority neighbourhoods claimed more lives. While many of these attacks have gone unclaimed, analysts say Western forces' withdrawal has emboldened those who seek to do harm to the Hazaras. Dr. Ibrahimi says he's been frustrated by the international community's apparent indifference to their plight.
I find it quite frustrating to see that there is also a sense of indifference, lack of interest in what is happening in Afghanistan. And what I'm quite worried is there will be mass atrocity crimes perpetrated in Afghanistan on much larger scale than we have seen before. And this will happen at a time when the international community loses its interest and political will to stay engaged and focus on Afghanistan.
Australia is now home to some 50,000 Hazaras, many who fled Afghanistan in the late 1990s and early 2000s when the Taliban first took power. Shakufa Tahiri's family was one of the thousands that left, eventually settling in Sydney.
So we left Afghanistan in 1999 when the Taliban came into the government. It was impossible to live under such a fundamentalist extremist group. Because we were primarily Hazara, we were distinct in our ethnicity and faith group, and so we were a sworn enemy of the Taliban. Particularly the last 2 weeks has been the bloodiest 2 weeks in the last 20 years. And particularly that means for ethnic and religious minority groups, there is an ever more fear of the Taliban return and the repeat of the nightmare that happened in 1990s.
While the late 1990s saw heightened violence, Hazaras have faced centuries of persecution in Afghanistan. Hundreds of thousands of Hazaras are estimated to have been killed, enslaved, or expelled during the 19th century. Following two decades of Western intervention in Afghanistan, Shakufa Tahiri says many Hazaras fear that violence will only escalate.
Now they are actually perceived as Western accomplices because they worked really closely with the Western stakeholders. People are fearing the worst. People are actually feeling like there are already signs of ethnic cleansing and genocidal campaigns by the Taliban.
Ms. Tahiri says she's in regular contact with her relatives in Afghanistan, who fear the Taliban's control will all but certainly grow.
We are very concerned because it seems like, you know, the infiltration of Taliban are actually reaching our towns and our villages that we once fled. they're just at a loss in terms of what to do. There are people who are trying to escape the country. There are people who are actually, you know, have no plans but are just waiting for the Taliban takeover around the corner.
The recent onslaught of violence has many warning a mass exodus of Afghan asylum seekers could be imminent. Given the heightened danger they are in, calls for a global moratorium on returning Hazaras to Afghanistan are growing louder. Australian National University Emeritus Professor William Maley, who specialises in Afghanistan, is one of the people leading those calls.
The situation is so fluid and heading in such a worrying direction at the moment that any suggestion that it might be safe to return asylum seekers to Afghanistan at the moment is preposterous and should be seen as such. It would be much more sensible simply to recognise that in public policy rather than go through the delusion of pretending that that there are safe areas in Afghanistan to which people might be returned.
SBS News asked the Department of Home Affairs if it would make such a commitment. A department spokesperson said individuals who arrive lawfully in Australia, seek asylum and are found to engage in Australia's non-refoulement obligations may be granted permanent protection, subject to fulfilling relevant visa criteria. But many, including Professor Maley, want a firmer guarantee.
Already evidence coming out of Afghanistan from areas to which the Taliban have moved presents a very, very grim picture of what life under the Taliban would be like. Very grim indeed. One wouldn't want to see a replication of the kind of situation the German Jews faced in the 1930s, when no one really wanted to welcome them to their country and people literally were sent back who'd been within sight of the United States who ended up being gassed in the Holocaust.
Claudia Farhart, SBS News.